I asked you something about the games that children play, and you mentioned two games. Would you describe?
Hide and seek is where you have one child who's counting. He says something there when he has his face, he's up against something, has his face covered up. And the other children are scurrying around hiding, and when he gets through counting, he starts looking for them. Okay, and Blind Man's Bluff is a game where you cover your eyes with some kind of a mask or something, and the children run around you and say something about, you can't catch me, and you keep feeling around trying to catch them as you play the game.
What names can you remember for line and running games played by children? You know, just racing games.
Okay, Follow the Leader is, you said running games. Okay, well, Follow the Leader is a game played by children, and it has run and lots of other things. And I thought you said lines, and that's why I thought about Follow the Leader.
Well, it's sort of like racing to see which one can go the fastest. Or
They're relay games, and they're all kinds of relay games.
Would you describe a few?
Okay. One is you play with balls where you have two lines of children, and maybe in front of each line is a person with a ball. And now in this particular game that you play with a ball, one person stands in front of each line, and maybe this person will hand the ball over his head to the child in front of him, and they pass the ball all the way to the end of the line. And when the ball gets to the end of the line, the person who gets the ball runs around, stands in front, and they continue to do this until every child has come up in the first line that has all the children up wins the game. That's one game, relay. Okay, there are other ones where you they are sack race. Well, let's talk about the relay game where you use clothes. In this game, each line has a person in front with the clothes in a sack, and they start putting on the clothes. And as soon as they get the clothes on, they run over there to their line, and they take the clothes off and put them in the bag and give it to the next person they come to. And each person has to go over and put on the clothes and then run back to the line and take the clothes off, and they keep passing this on until all the children have come up front. And the one who the line that finishes dressing first is the winner.
Okay. What names can you recall for ring games played by children?
All right, London Bridge is one.
And explain.
Okay, in London Bridge, two children hold their hands up facing each other. And the line of children go through the bridge singing, "London Bridge is falling down." And at the end, there's a line that says, "Catch the one that comes by last." And when the one, when they're saying that, the two people holding up their hands enfold the person who comes by last in within their arms. And this person gets out of the game, and they keep playing until they have caught everybody, and the game is over. That's one. And another, and another one is Blind Man's Bluff. Blind Man's Bluff, all the children stand in a circle, and one child has his face tied up, eyes closed and bound, and he has to go around and touch somebody. And when he touches somebody, he has to run and, no, that's another game. That's that's the one where you drop the handkerchief. Okay, I'll just talk about that one since I started. The child does not have his face eyes blindfolded, and he runs around the circle saying, "You can't catch me, you can't catch me." Then he touches a child, and the child he touches has to jump out of the circle and run around and catch him before he gets in that child's place. And if he catches that child, then that child has to get in the middle, and he gets to go around again. But if it does not catch the child, then he keeps keeps going around until he gets somebody out. Now, Blind Man's Bluff is another one where you blindfold the eyes.